Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This is Jeopardy! Now entering our studio, he was going to drive to Los Angeles, but had to turn around halfway there because his Cadillac broke down. It's Daryl Johnson. He once lost a friendship over a 7-iron. It's Matt Steinmetz. And our returning champion. All right, Bonte. Hey, Spadoni, turn the music down just a little bit. Usually we do like a joke here, but like for real, dude, order some clippers, order a razor, and fix that hair beard situation. It's Bonte Hill, everybody.
I kind of like it. Yeah.
And now your host for Jeopardy. He is above reproach, and I don't have a joke for him. It's Whitey Gleason.
Oh, thank you, Kyle. Thank you, players. Thank you, dear listener. Welcome once again to Jeopardy, the game of useless sports knowledge. As you know, dollar values $1, $2, and $3 in the first round, $2, $4, and $6 in the dibbly double round, which includes two dibbly doubles. Yeah, welcome back, Guru. Last week, Bonte crushed it.
44 double nothing, I heard.
Yeah.
The I'm not game here to talk about the past.
Game concludes with final Jeopardy category to be revealed at the conclusion of the final round. Remember to phrase your response in the form of a question. Remember to shout your name to buzz in. Bonte, can you test your buzzer, sir?
Bonte.
Yeah, it was working great last week. Steiny, how's yours working? Steiny. Yeah. Oh, and Guru, how about yours?
Guru.
Yeah. Remember, for the rule, it doesn't matter who, like if Guru, if you start before Steiny and he comes after you but finishes before you say Guru, it's okay. It's who gets in first. So you don't have to worry about how quick.
Maybe just shorten it to Goo.
All right. That's what I'm doing. Or Kyle.
But Guru's fine. It's when you start. It's not how long it takes you to buzz in.
Okay.
In case of a buzz in dispute, and I know we've had one or two of those, I think.
Last week.
Kyle has the final say on who
Kyle's
buzzed
brilliant.
In first. So, yeah, today players will try their luck with these Jeopardy categories. I don't know if
I'm
you guys saw these
down.
On Twitter. Yeah.
No, I did.
We have marine biology.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my
we
Lord.
Have
I failed that class.
We have astronomy, and we have meteorology, the study of weather. Geez. So first round, I know odds makers thinking, wow, this could be a low-scoring game. Marine biology, astronomy, meteorology. Wow. Bonte, you dominated last week, so why don't you choose a category, and let's play Jeopardy.
You know, I didn't study in any of these classes, marine biology, astronomy, meteorology. Wrote a lot of football plays down and read the Sporting Green. Let's go ahead and start with marine biology, Whitey.
For $1?
For $1, yes, $1.
At age 28, this angel outfielder has already won three MVP
Steiny.
Awards.
Guru.
Yes, I heard Steiny. Steiny.
Who's Mike Trout?
Who's Mike Trout is right. These categories are not always what they seem.
Damn. Marine biology for the deuce.
The only NFL team to complete a perfect season, which they did in 72.
Bonte.
Yes, Steiny. Yes, Steiny.
Who are the Miami Dolphins?
Miami Dolphins is right. Three for Steiny. Wow. Yeah. Steiny, you're bored.
Let's run it, Whitey. Run the category, baby.
During the 95 NHL playoffs, a dead one of these weighing 38 pounds was thrown onto the ice.
Guru.
In Detroit.
Guru. Yeah, Bonte. Guru.
Yes, I heard Guru. Yes, Guru.
What is an octopus?
And Guru is tied for the lead with
$3.
I thought it was I thought it was actually a squid.
No, octopus. Because of the eight arms signifying in the old days, it took eight victories.
Come on, let me enjoy this.
Eight victories to get to the Stanley Cup.
Man. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Guru, you're bored. We have astronomy and we have meteorology.
Let's do astronomy for one, Whitey.
She has more Grand Slam tennis titles than any active women's player. Yes, Steiny.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is Venus Williams?
Bonte.
Well, hold on. I need a ruling. He started his response. Okay, Kyle, that's no good. I need a ruling.
We're getting a thumbs up from the control room. Steiny got it.
Yes, yep. Steiny, I was going to give it to you, too. Well done, Steiny. It is Venus Williams. It was the rest of the category was except for her sister. So, so it's Venus Williams. So $1 for you.
Wow. Yeah, you had Serena, Goose, so you're all right.
I know. I would have missed it. I'm happy.
He gets minus one anyway.
Astronomy for two, please.
Astronomy for two. First planet from the sun or nickname of Phoenix's Steiny. WNBA team.
Good.
Yes, Steiny.
Oh, God.
Who are the Mercury?
That's right. Two more for Steiny. So he's at six. Guru, three. Bonte.
Study hard, kids. Study hard.
In laurels. Yeah.
Astronomy for three.
The planet Saturn has three main runs. Planet Saturn has three main ones, while Michael Jordan won six of them.
Steiny.
Bonte.
Yes. Steiny.
What are rings?
What? That was Bonte?
Rings.
That's Steiny by a lot.
These are layers. Yeah.
Well, I think, honestly, guys, I'm not even kidding. I think I'm on a serious delay here. So I'm going to fight through it. I'm not going to
complain. Welcome to my world.
There it is.
Welcome to my world.
All right. Over-under on complaints is 2.5. There's number one.
I mean, this delay is huge. It's killing me today.
Hey, the good news is there's at least one wine festival that hasn't been canceled because of COVID-19.
LMAO.
There you go. Oh, wow.
All right, Whitey, I see you.
Let's go to meteorology for one.
He scooped up Dusty Baker's son in Game 5. Bonte. 2000. Oh, my. Oh. Kyle.
Yeah, Bonte.
Ruling.
Yeah. Bonte. I did think Bonte got it.
Yeah. Who is JT Snow?
JT Snow is right. Welcome to the game, champ. One for you, and you have the board.
Let's go ahead for $2, please.
Meteorology for two. The team that drafted Steven Adams or the sound lightning makes.
Guru. Bonte. Guru.
Oh, my. Kyle.
The control room saying Guru got in there.
Yeah,
Guru.
Guru.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Thunder, the opposite word.
My
you
God.
Got it, and you got five.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's... Okay. To complete the category, meteorology for three. Don't get too excited, Guru. You're doing great.
I'm slowing
Hang
down.
In there. Yeah.
Give me some water.
Meteorology for three. Tropical cyclones with winds exceeding 74 miles per hour or North Carolina's NHL team.
Bonte.
Yeah, Bonte.
Who are the Carolina Bonte. Hurricanes?
Hurricanes is right, so that's four for you. So check me if I'm wrong here, Kyle, but we got Steiny with nine, Guru with five, and Bonte with four as we complete the first round. Yeah,
that
let's
is
get
correct.
To know our players. Thank you, Kyle. Bonte, understand that you own a 2020 Final Four t-shirt, even though they didn't have a 2020 Final Four. What's the deal there?
You know, I got some weird friends, and this weird friend by the name of Danker D came by last week, said, man, I was in Florida, I got you guys some gifts, and he gave me an Atlanta Final Four t-shirt. So I rocked it, not knowing that the stickers were still on it. So it'd be a shirt I'll wear around, you know, not bad. The Final Four
Very
that
nice.
Never was, Whitey.
Yeah, very nice. Steiny, I understand a celebrity paid you and your show some high praise this week. That had to be a thrill. Tell us about it.
Oh, Bryant Young, recently inducted into the 49ers Hall of Fame, made it clear that of all the Bay Area shows, sports radio shows, we're the best. We have the best chemistry.
Chemistry, I love it.
There it is. And flow. Also, we have flow.
And flow. Very nice. Very nice. And finally, Guru, welcome back to the game, Guru. Baseball, looks like baseball's coming back. I know a lot of people wonder, hey, why is Guru a Pirates fan?
Willie Stargell, but I just want to throw that in the trash real quick. Whitey, I love you. It's obviously the week off has done your boy some good. I think I got a chance to win this thing, so I'm ready.
Yeah.
The week off helped.
Well done. Steiny 9, Guru 5, Bonte 4. Now, Bonte, last week's champ, will get to start here because he's trailing, and these are the categories for the second round. Giant 20-game winners, NBA MVPs, and NFL coaches. So it's giant 20-game winners, NBA MVPs, NFL coaches. Now, all of a sudden, you guys are wishing, hey, where's meteorology? Give me that again. Bonte, what do you want to do?
Let's start off with giant 20-game winners, please, Whitey. Remember, for $2. For $2.
Here? Oh, yeah. Okay. Dollar value's doubled. For two, this current Giant won 20 games with the Reds in 2014.
Steiny. Guru.
Yes, Steiny.
Oh, who's Cueto?
Johnny Cueto is right. $11 for Steiny. He's got the board.
Oh, that hurts.
Let's go for four. Same category.
He won. All right. Giant 20-game winners for four. He won 20 games for the Giants, a statue-worthy six times, but never won a Cy Young Award.
Steiny.
Yes, Steiny.
Oh, who's Gaylord Perry?
That is incorrect. That takes you down to seven. Yeah, Bonte.
Who is Juan Marichal?
Juan Marichal is right. And oh, my. Wow. That's, yeah, damn eight it. Now for Bonte. Steiny to seven. Guru still with five. Bonte, you're bored.
Let's complete this category, please. Giant 20-game winners for six, please.
That would be the first of our triple doubles. Woo! You've clambered back into the lead here. How much do you want to wager, Bonte?
What do I have, 8 points right now, Kyle?
You have $8, Steiny, seven, right. And Guru, five. Anybody's game.
Let's go ahead and do $4, please.
$4.
$4. Wow.
The year Billy Swift and John Burkett both won 20 games for the Giants, something no one has done since.
I don't get the question, but I'm going to say that is the season the Giants won 103 games and didn't make the playoffs.
I need the year.
Thank
1993.
You.
Oh, what is 1993 is right.
What is 1993?
Now this, wow. Okay, all right. Yeah. Just play the game, Steiny.
I feel you, Steiny. I'm with you.
Just play the game,
dude. I didn't get – I heard the question.
Game, yeah. Let's just play the game, dude.
I give you everything. 162, Salvatore.
And that also wasn't in the form of a question.
Players, please. Yeah, here we go. Go to the judge, Kyle. Kyle, I would. That was not in the form of a question. So
yeah, it certainly
allow that?
Wasn't. No, that's a. We're 6 weeks into this. You got to figure it out by now.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
So yes, I don't get any credit for that.
No, in fact, you get deducted.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
You lose.
Minus
you
four.
Lose four. Yeah, you
that's
lose
fine.
Four.
Do I still control the board?
You do still control the board.
All right. That's fine. That's okay. NFL coaches for $2. NFL coaches for $2, please.
Here we go.
He's only won 9 games over 2 seasons in Detroit.
Steiny. Bonte.
Steiny.
Who's Patricia?
Matt Patricia is right. 9 for Steiny. Man. 5 for Guru and 4 for Bonte. Yes, Steiny, what do you want to do?
Let's go to NBA MVPs for 2.
This Oakland high school product was the
Steiny.
Only – yes, Steiny.
Who is
–
dang!
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
I got greedy. I deserved it.
Back to seven. All right, the rest of the question. This Oakland high school product was the only African-American to win the MVP award between 1955 and 1959.
Bonte.
Yeah, Bonte.
Who is Bill Russell?
There you go. Nicely done. 6 for you, 7 for Steiny, 5 for Guru.
Dang. All right.
We have NBA MVPs for 4 and 6. We have NFL coaches for 4 and 6. We still have a dibbly double out there somewhere.
NBA MVPs for $4, please.
And you found it.
This guy gets every break in the book.
Except for that 1993. Wow.
Yeah. Steiny, 7. Bonte, 6. Guru, 5. How much do you want to wager, Bonte?
You know what? We're going for broke. $6, Whitey.
Wow.
Steiny, you got to admire that, right?
It depends.
Here we go. Last year, Kawhi Leonard joined LeBron and this player as the only ones to win finals MVP awards with 2 different teams.
Oh, my Lord.
Last year, Kawhi Leonard joined LeBron and this player as the only ones to win finals Ooh. MVP awards with 2 different teams. Big one.
Who is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
He's got it. That is correct.
Yeah.
12.
Okay. Are we sure he was Kareem when he won it with the Bucks?
Well, it's still the same person. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did it twice. I see where you're going there. But
Let's
that's
go.
His name, and he
that's
did it twice.
One.
So, yeah.
That's
all right.
A big
Bonte.
One.
What's the score? What's the score now?
Good question. 12 for Bonte, 7 for Steiny, 5 for Guru. And Kyle, if I get that wrong, please double check me. But yeah, 12, 7, 5. Bonte, thank you.
All right, let's go complete the category. NBA MVPs for 6, please.
This Chicago guard was the only player to win the MVP award other than LeBron between 2009 and 2013.
Bonte. Guru.
I sounded like Bonte. Yes, Bonte.
That was Guru. true.
Who is Derrick Rose?
That's Derrick Rose, man, is right. Me, look at that.
Oh, somebody's delay has been fixed.
That was me, man. Come on, man.
Guru, I definitely heard Bonte first. I don't know. I can't speak to what's going on, but I.
If it's any consolation, I heard you the most.
Yeah, there you go.
Guru.
So it's 18-7 right. to 5. Yeah, Bonte, we have NFL coaches right. for 4-6.
All right, NFL coaches for 4, please.
After going 14-4 in his first season, this head coach's 824 winning percentage is the highest among active coaches.
Guru.
Guru.
Who is Sean McVay?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. That takes you down. Still got a dollar. Still got a dollar. After going 14-4 in his first season, this head coach's 824 winning percentage is the highest among active coaches. Nobody?
That won't kill
Matt LaFleur, everybody. Matt LaFleur of the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. So we complete the round here. NFL coaches for 6. Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, and this man are the only 3 active NFC head coaches with more than 100 career wins. Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, this guy, the only 3 active NFC head coaches with more than 100 career wins. Going once, going twice. All right, that would be Mike McCarthy of the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
So we will head to final Jeopardy. Yeah. Bonte, 18. Base your wagers on this, guys. Bonte with 18, Steiny with 7. Guru playing final Jeopardy with a dollar. The category is Charlie Checkdown. Charlie Checkdown's final category there. Bonte, what a comeback by Bonte today, risking it all.
And you know what? I'm not going to pat myself on the back, but I am. That's the way to fight through adversity. When you blow a daily double with an easy answer, doesn't answer the question in the form of a question, and to rally back from that, I'm very impressed with where I've grown in this game. I'm trying to keep my composure, Steiny. You got to like it.
I'm going to assume you guys have – he's starting the victory parade a little early here, but he does have a comfortable lead. I'm assuming you've decided what the wagers will be.
By the way, you know
– yes, sir.
Just – I'm going to just ask a favor of Whitey.
Yes, sir.
Can you just be – I think you need a little more precision on your questions because you say Oakland High School. There is an Oakland High. You know what I'm saying? So you start to think about Oakland High School, not all the high schools in Oakland.
Well, but it's not incorrect. He's an Oakland High School product. That is true.
No, but it's devious.
What's risky is when you buzz in before you hear the whole question, you would have gotten that one easy. But when you play that risky dial.
Roast the whole game.
Yeah.
And where was Kyle on my delay with me and Bonte? Why didn't Kyle get to answer who he heard first?
I did.
I also
didn't have to because Bonte was way ahead of you.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't close.
Here is the clue for final Jeopardy. According to Pro Football Focus, he has checked down on 10.3% of his pass attempts over the last 2 years, the highest check down rate of any current starting quarterback in the NFL. Good luck. According to Pro Football Focus, he has checked down 10.3% of his pass attempts over the last 2 seasons. Highest check down rate of any current starting quarterback in the NFL. Bonte has a comfortable lead. Guru was playing very well today. He does have a dollar. He's still in the running here for final Jeopardy. So, yeah. Steiny is going to, he's going to be upset about that Oakland High thing for the rest of the week. All right, we'll start with you,
things,
Guru.
There's a few things, actually. I'll text you.
Yeah.
I'll text you.
According to Pro Football Focus, he has checked down on 10.3% of his pass attempts over the last 2 seasons. Highest check down rate of any current starting quarterback in the NFL. What do you got, Guru?
Who is Derek Carr?
Derek Carr is correct. Well done. How much did you wager?
20.
Okay. Sure. Why not? Yeah. Steiny, what did you have?
Who's Derek Carr?
Derek Carr's right, and your wager was 7. All right, 14.
Mine was 9, Whitey. Mine was I wagered 9.
Okay, I wagered $3 just to protect myself, but Derek Carr is my answer.
Okay, and so $21 for Bonte, who successfully defends his championship once again. Bonte, the floor is yours.
I got to say, that was a competitive round of Jeopardy. Guru brought it today. I'm very impressed with the performance. Man. Steiny was lurking. And I got off to a really slow start. I was really concerned. These guys was on into the first round, but having that second round there with 2, 4, and 6, especially after that slip up in the daily double, this is probably my most satisfying victory out of all the Jeopardy rounds. This one is up there with the best of them. So I salute you guys. Very competitive. But again, being a two-time champ feels pretty damn good, Whitey.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Steiny. Thank you, Guru. Thank you, Kyle. Thank
Whitey,
you,
what did I end up with real quick? I know I was major positive. What did I end up with?
Well, you had $1. You bet it all, and you got final Jeopardy right, so you got two. Yeah, $2.
Oh, wow. Morty Shasky last week.
But I think that is a personal high.
Yeah, I think it could be. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I should have got the Derrick Rose answer. I could have won had I got that. Right,
yeah, I thought I had that, too, to tell you the truth.
Well, I was in on that.
I hear you, Steiny.
I mean, I was before. Yeah. There was a 2-second delay. And I said it even before hearing Chicago or hearing other than Michael Jordan because I was like, man, this delay is killing me. The delay was really put me at a disadvantage this week. But working through adversity here in the city with some shaky Wi-Fi. Pretty proud of myself, fellas. Pretty proud of myself. What a week.
Categories were fire. Why?
That really hurt me.
Oh, I forgot that one.
Gaylord Perry hurt you. That was a great guess. But also two swings. Last week there was a knuckleballer question that Steiny got wrong, swung the game. This week the Bill Russell, that swung the game. It swung the game. And you know what? My Kareem Abdul-Jabbar guess, that was a guess.
Oh, my God. Where did that come from?
I know where it come from. Almost said Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah. I was going to say Wilt Chamberlain, and I was just like, I'm just going with Kareem here. I'm throwing a Hail Mary. That was a big one here. So
in other words, you were like Garoppolo, only you hit Emmanuel Sanders.
There you go.
Exactly. Well done. Exactly.
Eyes closed at all.
Eyes closed. I threw a Hail Mary, boys. Real quick as we wrap up the show, don't forget, 145, anything goes. If you want to shout out a grocery store, shout out a restaurant, shout out your parents, or you want to complain about something, 145, you have 30 seconds to rant about anything that you want. But before we do that, we're going to talk about something in the NBA. Adam Silver has made a comment about COVID-19, so we'll get into that, plus KD's comments about the Orlando bubble before anything goes at 145, excuse me. And that's what's coming up here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Golden Gate Advertising.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Download the radio.com app and search 95.7 The Game. Add it to your favorites and don't miss a second. Whether you're at home, in your car, or at work, use the rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Warriors president of basketball operations, Bob Myers, who joined us at noon yesterday. A really fun interview with Bob. You could also tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game. Really fun week, fellas, as we wrap this show up here on a Friday, a payday Friday / Phil College Friday. Real quick, I'm going to pass along a tweet from our program director, Matt Nahegan. Oh. He says that next week that he's playing or a listener is playing. And I say, Steiny and Goo, what difference would it make? What is Matt Nahegan going to do on Jeopardy?
No.
Hey, with all due respect, he's not in this one.
Well, if he's at the station mic, he'll win.
Well, hold on a minute. So
first.
We're going to have more than three contestants or somebody's getting the boot? Has Guru been relegated like a English Premier League
team? I'm only two. I'm right in. I'm still in the hunt. Especially after that performance today.
It's 4-2-0. So, you're there. Look at that. Hey, Nahegan wants in.
Well, Bonte's got two teammates. He's got Kyle and Whitey on his team, Steiny. Weak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? Because
the Kareem, was it Luau Cinder? Could it have been Luau Cinder the answer?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Do you understand how badly I want you to win one of these?
Sometimes it don't feel like
it. But for this show, you got a W?
Say no more,
I'll
Kyle.
Tell you what.
Okay.
We gotta start thinking about if and when that first victory comes, then what? I mean, seriously.
Stoddy,
I was too back today. I thought I had action. Hey. I said, something's happening. And Bonte got ripped off of the six-point question. I said, it's meant for me to win.
Hey, after that first round, start, you saw the face, Guru's face. I wish the listeners could have saw his facial expressions. And then the text line started rallying behind Guru. Guru, come on, Goo. They were pulling for you, man. That first win Guru's going to have, boy. It's going to be the biggest win on this show in the history of Jeopardy, no doubt. This win is going to count like 20 wins.
Because if Shasky would have got it last week, I couldn't have came back. I would have had to withdraw. Had to, you know, I was good. I love Shasky. I'm glad he didn't do good. How about that?
888-957-9570. Anything goes coming up in 7 minutes. 7 minutes. Line them up. 888-957-9570. Anything goes. 30 seconds to praise, to rip, to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Whatever's on your mind for 30 seconds, now is your time to get it off
the chest.
Come back
and get your damn dog.
That's what you're going up against right there. That's Robin in San Francisco. She set the tone for Anything Goes. That's coming up in about 7 minutes here on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. Line them up. I want to bring this up before we end the week, fellas. Adam Silver, according to Malaika Andrews of ESPN, Adam Silver says that if there is a significant spread of COVID-19 in the bubble, that may lead the NBA to stopping play. And this is a day after Kevin Durant said on the Dog Talk podcast that even if he was playing, he probably wouldn't have played in the Orlando bubble because the unknown going into the situation looks crazy right now. Seeing so many new cases, it's just so unpredictable. It's easy for me to say right now because I'm injured, but I probably wouldn't have went down there to Orlando if he played. I want to get your thoughts on that and then what Malaika Andrews just tweeted out about Adam Silver saying that if there's a significant spread, the NBA will be halted in Orlando.
I mean, my first thing would be, well, of course. Of course if there's significant spread. What came out of his press conference today seemed pretty clear. He basically was saying, we think sports – are so important that we need to be at the forefront of trying to bring things back. And he's basically laying it on the line, saying we are going to try it, and we're going to go as far as we can go until it becomes obvious that we can't go forward. But, for example, a guy like Malcolm Brogdon, all right, he was just diagnosed with COVID. Okay, he's going to quarantine for 2 weeks, then he's going down to Orlando. Okay, so in theory, he doesn't have COVID. He's going down to Orlando, and now he's got to be safe, and they all have got to be safe. I think it's going to be – nobody knows what to expect, but I think Silver's basically saying we're going to give it our best shot.
And that's where I'm at. Bonte, all week you've asked Stani and I, do you think there's going to be a champ in any of the three major sports? And I'm trying to be positive, Pete, but the one thing I said is I'm giving everybody E for effort, but why the hell would we think we're not going to see these players once they get to the bubble, which is really not a bubble, get COVID-19? It's not slowing down. Just look around you. So as much as we want it and they're going to get started, I just don't see a way. I don't care what precautions you take. There aren't any. Man cannot defeat science right now. So they're going to start this thing, and we're going to see it spread like wildfires. And I won't be mad again at anybody, but I just hate on my good day, my best day, driving, taking a shower, when I think we're this close to sports, that it's not going to finish. And I'm bracing myself for that hurt. So when it does happen, fellas, it'll almost be not I told you so. Why would we expect anything different? Right.
Anything goes coming up here in about 4 minutes. 888-957-9570. Still got a couple open lines here. Anything goes. You have 30 seconds to get anything off your chest. You want to praise somebody. You want to compliment somebody. You want to rip somebody to shreds. You have 30 seconds to do so. Of course, no cursing. Don't want to do that, but you have 30 seconds here on 95.7 The Game. Anything goes coming up in 4 minutes. And I'm with you guys. There's a great text here on the text line from the 650. What number will be considered significant enough for them to stop? And I wonder, what number that would be. Probably more than half, you have to think. 40% even. I mean, that's a great question. But what about Kevin Durant saying that he wouldn't play regardless? I have my doubts about that if Kevin Durant was healthy. I have my doubts. He's a hooper. You got to think, if Kevin Durant was healthy, he'd be playing.
Real quick, Stoddy, I was off the week you guys talked about Kyrie Irving when he said what he said about, you know, going to the bubble. But I just thought he couldn't be the guy leading that message because you weren't playing. And then when he found out, he couldn't even be on the bench. So I felt like it was kind of like haterade, the fact that he couldn't be a part of it. And Kevin Durant, too. I expect a total different answer from KD had he been able to play, fellas. Just me.
I'm leaning toward Bonte, too, and I think he probably would have played. To me, it's kind of irrelevant whether he would have or wouldn't, because he can't. And I think
right.
I think what we're seeing is it's harder to say no than you think, because everybody who said no has really had some very personal kind of reasons, if you know what I mean. I mean, they've had family right. reasons or custody issues. So I wouldn't be surprised if the players are feeling pressure to go do it. Maybe that's hard to fight against.
No doubt. And you make a great point, because it's usually vacation time for a lot of these players and families. That's a great point. You know, like guys with custody issues with Trevor Ariza, you know, you got illnesses like Avery Bradley's son. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. Kyle makes I wonder. Here's a question from Kyle, producer Kyle, on our G-Chat, fellas. He says it's who, not how many players. Mm-hmm. The number is five. It's Harden, Kawhi, LeBron, Giannis, and Anthony Davis. They're shutting it down. But it's much higher than that if it's a bunch of guys at the end of the benches. And that's wow. kind of my problem there. That's just yeah. not right if that is the case. And right. that there is some validity to that. But that's not right if that is the case, fellas.
The way
but
I don't
it's
know,
business, Donnie.
Yeah, I don't know what the number is that they think where it goes from workable to too many. But the playoffs, in fairness to the playoffs and the, you know, the last month of the season, guys get hurt. We see it all the time in the playoffs. Just look at the Warriors. They've played many a series missing Curry for a few games, Durant for some games. Obviously Cleveland missed some players back in their finals. There's a fine line between, you know, guys who get hurt, but, oh, now too many have COVID. You know what I mean? I mean, what's just battling through injury, which is similar to battling through COVID, if you want to put that analogy on it, and how what's too many? I mean, if one team gets, you know, if Anthony Davis and LeBron James get it, and they've got to shut down for 2 weeks, and the Lakers lose, you know, then they lose a series. I mean, will that stink? Yes. And it'll stink just like, you know, when great players get hurt in the postseason and we miss it. But I don't know what that number is.
Yeah, I'm here to watch it, man, and I'm rooting for the best, but how the hell do we expect the bubble – not to be infected with COVID-19, go through the roof, Donnie and Bonte. I don't show me, you know, I just don't see it, man. When what did Dr. Fauci say? There's a vaccine maybe at the end of the year, but that ain't the 24th of July or the 25th, whenever these sport leagues are supposed to get back.
Yeah, we shall see, with the NBA training camps apparently going to start back in the next week. So we'll see what happens in the Orlando bubble. A lot of good stuff here. Baseball coming back, cutouts of fans, whatever. Let's get to anything goes here on 95.7 The Game. Anything goes.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call. Last call. Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
We lose Bonte?
I think so, Stoney.
All right.
He's still right. talking.
Anything.
Oh, you got it?
There you go, Steiny.
There he is.
You got it, Steiny. Ferducci, Walnut Creek, start us off. Sorry, man. My mic was off for a second there. Ferducci, start us off here. Anything goes.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas, and Bonte? I know you're fighting through adversity right here through Jeopardy, but there's another fella. His name's Angel, age 9, that's fighting through something else. I have put a GoFundMe together. As you guys know, I'm a local DJ here in the Bay Area. He's fighting stage 4 bone cancer, so I'm going to ask everyone to please stand, fight with Angel here. There's a GoFundMe called Team Angel, saving Angel's life. So please, listeners, if you can donate, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, guys. I love you so much.
Thank you. A shout out to Angel, man.
Team Angel.
Keep fighting,
yeah.
Angel. Keep fighting, man. Angel. Keep fighting out there.
Yes, sir.
Cruiser in San Jose. Anything goes, Cruiser.
Hey, what's up, fellas? First of all, thoughts and prayers and love, much love to Robin and her family. Keep your head up. Guru, man, I told you for weeks, don't cut your hair. You went to L.A., you got gas, you did it, and you got mollywopped and Madden, okay? I tried to help you. Monte, don't cut your hair. Don't cut your hair. You'll go undefeated the rest of the season. Trust me. Steiny, man, keep the 7 iron. There's a reason why Dibley's on in the morning. Nobody's listening. Keep it. It's yours. And I got some bars for you. Hey,
Oh, that's it for Cruiser.
Wow.
Oh, 30
we're about
seconds.
To get some talent.
30 seconds. Yeah. Wow. He said, don't cut the hair, Kyle. You hear that?
Too late.
Don't cut the hair. Steven and Vallejo, anything goes, baby.
Hey, you know what? I love you guys. I've been a P1 since day one. Love 95.7 The Game. And as much as I love sports, man, cancel 2020. It's not coming back. The health of our players is way more important than the health of our fandom. And I'd like to give a big, big, big shout out to the Dream Team podcast. We all came together in the 95.7 The Game Dream Team Job Contest and Dream Team Barrier, baby. Check us out on Twitter, and I'm out.
Oh, see, that, Babs, it was a good call, but we don't uptick on BSG, right, fellas?
And it's shout out. It's not shout out. Not that I make don't make errors, but it's shout out that bothers me, Steiny. It's shout out now.
Shout out to the Dream Team podcast as well. Rick and San Ramon. Rick and San Ramon. Anything goes, baby. You got 30 seconds.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to make sure everybody who's an A's fan supports the A's, man. I don't want to see the last standing team in Oakland go. So please, y'all, if you love baseball, support the A's. Watch on TV once the thing opens back up. Go to the games. Gotta stay loyal to the soil. I'm out.
Good stuff, Rick. Yeah, we
that
don't want
is
the
scary,
A's,
fellas. Yeah,
Steiny, it's Steiny Goo. You imagine that? We got to keep the A's in Oakland. Get
the only
stadium.
Pro jersey left with Oakland on it is the A's road grays. Take that to the bank.
Yep. What about the
James
Oakland Roots? Have you seen their uniforms?
No, I haven't. How'd they look?
How'd they look?
And
what about the Oakland? Oh, go ahead. Go get to it, Monte.
We'll get to it on the other side. James in San Jose. James, anything goes, baby.
Hi, guys. I want to ask, since it was Steph Curry Day yesterday, which is a better pick, Steph Curry or Tim Lincecum?
Woo.
Anything goes.
Curry. Who said woo?
Timmy
had it for a little bit. Yeah.
Steph Curry.
But come on. Yeah.
I would say it's Curry for sure.
No doubt.
It definitely is Curry. Eric in Oakland. Eric in Oakland. Anything goes, baby, here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Eric?
All right. This isn't a dig at you guys or anyone else there at the station. We need to stop calling this NBA thing a bubble. I'm fine. They need to play this season. I think they will. But there is no way, no shape, no form this is a bubble when I'm seeing that the players and coaches can leave at will and come back at will. When I also hear the PGA Tour is calling everything a bubble, yet they're flying all over the dang country, playing different golf courses, staying at all different hotels. That's not a bubble either. So I want the bubble out of sports terminology forever. Thank you.
Hey, I second that. Wow.
I don't know that players. I don't think players and coaches can come and go, though. But
yeah,
I get the point. I get the point.
Yeah, I get the point, too.
Florida,
Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob to San Jose. Jacob, anything goes.
Yes, hello. I'd like to give a shout-out to my cousin. His name's Jake Rod. You can find him on YouTube. During this whole pandemic, he's just putting out a lot of music just to kind of keep things happy. Again, that is Jake Rod on YouTube. One of the best songs on there would be It's a Crazy World, and it sure is. Thank you,
Jake
guys.
Jake Rod.
Got to write that down, Steiny and Goo.
Jake Rod.
Got to see what type of tunes he's playing here. Kevin in Oakland. Kevin in Oakland, anything goes.
How you doing, fellas? I'm just calling because I really hope with everything open up sports-wise, we don't lose the vision of application for not only just student-athletes, but athletes of color. It's real easy to get distracted when things get going on, and I think this is a golden opportunity to really change the landscape as far as how we view student-athletes, but players being bigger than the sports that they play. Being a former college football coach and high school football coach from the Bay. You see a lot of kids left outside the track, outside the line.
It's a great call. Great call. Yep, absolutely. David and Fremont, anything goes. David and Fremont.
How's it going, guys? Hey, I just wanted to say for everybody out there that thinks that there's going to be a vaccine, my dad's 66 years old. Came up to me the other day and said, you know what, since I was a kid, they told me that there was going to be a vaccine for the common cold. No vaccine in 2020. So if you think it's going away, you're dreaming.
Thank you.
All right, David.
Pour me a double shot.
Yeah, jeez. Art, pick us up here. Art, anything goes on 95.70K.
Gentlemen, what's up, gentlemen? I just wanted to say thank you to the UFC because they actually kept fights going, kept sports alive in the midst of this pandemic. And I also wanted to shout out my boy Gustavo Lopez that actually wrestled in Menlo College. He just signed with the UFC, and he fought just last week. Unfortunately, he lost, but nonetheless, he fought his heart out on 1 week's notice. So I just want to appreciate him for being such a good sport. And again, and you know what, guys? Screw that uptick, bro.
I don't know. Anthony and Pleasanton, then we'll get to T to wrap it up. Anthony and Pleasanton, anything goes here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, I'm tired of sports as a distraction. Like, we've been distracted for way too long with a lot of things right now. We're finally seeing a movement. We're finally seeing COVID come back, even if it even didn't even go away. We're seeing things that we actually need to pay attention to. And sports as a distraction is just annoying at this point because we've been distracted for way too long, boys.
All right, that'll do it for Anything Goes. Here's T in Oakland. Still there, Joe Spadoni? T in Oakland? He's gone. All right, that's it. Anything Goes here on 95.7 The Game. A really good round, fellas, but it still didn't match. I don't think it matched Robin's call from a few weeks ago. She's the goat.
She's the goat.
All right, let's play the whole thing. This is what we want. I mean, this is what we're looking for. And granted, all the calls are great today. Here's the bar. This is where the bar is set.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my son, 22 years old, who I kicked out the house along with his girlfriend. May you find your way. Mama's showing you tough love. You can't come back. You can't eat off me. You can't live off me free. And you definitely can't have sex under my roof free. Now all you have to do is come back and get your damn dog. Wow.
There it is.
Yeah.
It there is an old-timer.
This is hashtag random. Bonte, I've just been thinking about your alleged microphone delay. I liken that, Steiny, to the Kurt Schilling bloody sock. Some people don't know if it was real blood or some jelly. But, yeah, ketchup, whatnot, jelly. But yeah.
Steiny, anyway. Any final thoughts here? We got about 20 seconds.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and congratulations to Bonte.
He is taking it hard. I'll say, hey, thank you for that, Steiny. Do not give that 7-iron away to Dan Dibley. Keep the 7-iron. Guru, I may see you on Madden. I may not see you on Madden. Have a great weekend, everybody. Joe Spadoni, Kyle Matchin, good stuff all week long. Damon Radakowski next right here on 95.7 The Game. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Matthew, next week, I'm going to be on your head again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.